I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a Gagillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to This Day in History class, where we bring you a new tidbit from history every day. Today is April 6th, 2019. The day was April 6th, 1846. Dred and Harriet Scott, an enslaved husband and wife in St. Louis, Missouri, each filed a petition to get their freedom from slavery. At the time, pro-slavery and anti-slavery factions were at odds with each other, and the federal government was forced to draw a line through the nation that separated free areas and slave areas. Missouri was a slave state, but it did have laws that if an enslaved person went to a free state or became free, then that person was forever considered free. So there were paths to freedom for people who were enslaved, even though they were considered the property of their owners. A Missouri statute allowed a person who was wrongfully enslaved to sue for their freedom. Dred and Harriet had spent a considerable amount of time in free territories, and on this basis, they argued that they were being held as slaves wrongfully. I recognize the irony, as if a person could be rightfully enslaved. Either way, the Scotts sued for their freedom, and though their suit was unsuccessful, Dred Scott's appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court became a landmark case and brought the nation closer to civil war. Dred Scott was born in Virginia around 1799. The history of Scott's ownership from the time of his birth is fuzzy, but it is clear that eventually, Peter Blow and Elizabeth Taylor Blow were Dred's owners. By 1830, the Blow family and their six slaves had moved from Virginia to Alabama to St. Louis in Missouri when they ran a boarding house called the Jefferson Hotel. Dred went with the family to St. Louis, but soon after they moved, Elizabeth and Peter Blow died. Again, the details are unclear, but Dred was sold to Dr. John Emerson, an assistant surgeon in the U.S. Army. As Emerson traveled to various military posts, he took Dred with him, even if he was entering free territory. And that he did. He went into Illinois and Wisconsin territory. By the terms of the Northwest Ordinance of 1787, slavery was illegal in areas between the Mississippi and Ohio River and the Great Lakes, except as punishment for crimes. Illinois' state constitution also largely prohibited slavery. In the 1820 Missouri Compromise, outlawed slavery north of 36 degrees and 30 minutes north latitude. except within the boundaries of the state of Missouri. The judicial standard in Missouri was once free, always free, which meant that enslaved people taken to free areas remained free, even if they returned to Missouri. It was during his time with Emerson at Fort Snelling in Wisconsin Territory, or modern-day Minnesota, when he met Harriet Robinson. Dredd and Harriet married around 1836 or 37, and they eventually had two daughters, Eliza and Lizzie. When Emerson and his wife, Irene, moved a few different places, Dredd and Harriet were hired out to other people. And after Emerson's death, Dredd and Harriet were hired out to Samuel Russell, the owner of a wholesale grocery. There was a precedent for enslaved people suing for their freedom in Missouri, based on the aforementioned statute. But it wasn't until 1846 when Dredd and Harriet Scott decided to follow the path other enslaved people had and filed suits against Irene Emerson in the St. Louis Circuit Court. Dredd might have waited until this time to file a petition because he was unhappy with his family being hired out, because Irene was planning on selling his family, or because he had offered to buy his family's freedom and was turned down. But what's well documented is that Dredd and Harriet filed a petition to sue for their freedom based on their residence in free territory on April 6th, with the support of their minister, John Anderson, and the Blow family, which had become involved in abolition, even though they still owned slaves. John M. Crum accepted their petition, and Irene pleaded not guilty to charges of unlawful imprisonment and assault and battery. On June 30th, 1847, more than a year after the Scotts filed their petitions, Irene Emerson won the case, which was dismissed on the technicality of Dredd being unable to prove Irene owned him. The judge, Alexander Hamilton, granted Dredd a new trial. And in the second trial, on January 12, 1850, the jury ruled that the Scotts and their daughters were free. Of course, that didn't sit well with Irene Emerson, who in 1848 had put the Scotts in the sheriff's custody. She appealed the case to the Missouri State Supreme Court, which reversed the lower court's decision in 1852. Dredd then sued Irene's brother, John F. A. Sanford, and lost the suit once again. The issue of slavery was already a controversial one at the time, but Dred Scott's subsequent appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court pretty much set off a time bomb. In the Supreme Court case Dred Scott versus Sanford, which began on February 11, 1856, the court ruled that free African Americans are not citizens and therefore cannot sue in federal court. It also found that enslaved people had no rights, and as Scott was a slave, had no right to suits in federal court. In addition to these major decisions, the court said that the Missouri Compromise was unconstitutional and Congress could not stop slavery from spreading into Western territories. The Scotts were eventually sold to the Blow family and freed. But many of the debates leading up to the Civil War regarding the maintenance and spread of slavery centered around the Dred Scott decision. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. And if you'd like to learn more about Dredd, Harriet, and their family and the Supreme Court cases, listen to the two-part episode of Stuff You Missed in History Class called Dredd Scott versus Sanford. If you have any burning questions or comments to tell us, you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at TDIHC Podcast. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you come back tomorrow for more delicious morsels of history.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL Schedule Release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.